Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story begins with a chassid of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, whose name, the chassid's name, was Cheske Fagan. Cheskel, or as they called him, Cheske Fagan. He was the secretary of the previous Rebbe, whose name was Yosef Yitzchak of Lubavitch. And Yosef Yitzchak of Lubavitch was the Rebbe until 1950. That's about 71 years ago. So one day, this chassid, Cheske Fagan, Alav Shalom, he was a tremendous chassid, tremendous mind, tremendous dedication, and very, very talented, serious chassid. One day, he comes running out of the Rebbe's office where he was the secretary, and he's crying. So his friend said to him, Cheske, why are you crying? It's very unusual to see this great chassid crying. Cheske, why are you crying? I'll tell you why I'm crying. Today, I spoke to the Rebbe, and I said, Rebbe, I'm fed up with my job. I don't want to do my job anymore. Used to be, I would spend many, many hours every day davening and many, many hours learning Torah. And I don't have time to do that anymore. I'm spending all day long, Rebbe. I'm taking dictation. That means the Rebbe would say what he should write, and he would write down the words that Rebbe said for letters to people in all different places. And maybe this person has a problem because they don't have matzah for Pesach. Another person has a problem because their child is having a difficult time at school. And maybe there's a couple that are having trouble getting along. There's no shalom bayis, and they're writing to the Rebbe for advice. And there's a shul, and this shul, there's an argument in the shul between people, and they need help, or somebody has to build a mikveh, and they don't have any money, and they're looking for advice. All day long, I'm taking dictation, taking notes, I'm writing letters, I'm mailing packages, and all day long. Used to be, I would spend many hours davening to Hashem, and many hours thinking about Hashem, and many hours learning Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and Chassidus, and I don't have time for that anymore. That's what Cheske said to the Rebbe. The Rebbe looked at him. The Rebbe put his head down on his hand for a minute. The Rebbe was thinking. Then he looked up at Cheske and he said, Cheske, what about me? What about me? I don't want to spend my time davening. I don't want to spend my time learning Torah. Cheske, if I'll spend all the time I want to learning Torah and davening, and you'll spend all the time you want to learning Torah and davening, what's going to be with the whole world? It's just going to be hefker. It's just going to be like no one's going to care about it. All these people that we're helping to take care of, all these people that need this advice, all people that need guidance, they need money, they need who knows what, and no one's going to take care of them. What's going to be then? And then the Rebbe started to cry. Cheske said, he told the story. The Rebbe began to cry. Well, Cheske says, when I saw the Rebbe start to cry, I couldn't stay there in the office anymore. I ran out, and that's why I'm crying. So what do we learn from this story? We learned something very important. A true leader of the Jewish people, someone like Moshe, remember how long it took Hashem to convince Moshe to be a leader of the Jewish people? It took him 7 days. As much as Hashem has the ability to say whatever has to be said and to do whatever has to be done, it took 7 days before Moshe agreed to be Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Why didn't Moshe grab the opportunity? Why didn't he say, oh, of course I want to be famous, I'll be written in the Torah, but it will talk about me for thousands of years. No, Moshe didn't want to do that because Moshe wanted to be close to Hashem, and he wanted to learn Torah, and he wanted daven. As soon as Moshe accepted the position of being Moshe Rabbeinu, he had all kinds of troubles. He had Dathan and Avidam, who was rebelling, and this rebel, Korach, and the Chaita Egel, and these difficulties and those difficulties. And he didn't have time to do a whole lot of learning and a whole lot of davening for himself. This is what a great leader of the Jewish people is, a real true leader. It's not somebody who wants to be the leader. These are people that are very close to Hashem, and that's where they want to be, very close to Hashem. But Hashem tells them that now your time has come to leave all that and to dedicate yourself to the Jewish people. And that's why, seemingly, the Rebbe was crying. Because he did want, of course, to spend all of his time learning and davening. But on the other hand, he knew that the Jewish people needed him. And so it's important for all of us to realize the same thing, that although we are, of course, not Moshe, we are just ordinary people, but we often have to put aside something which is important for us to help another Jew. It could be that we'll have to even stop in the middle of our learning, in the middle of our davening, at a place where we're allowed to stop in order to help somebody else. True, we could have learned more, we could have davened better. But when somebody needs us, then we have to help them. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining the story of the day.